2020 was a tough year for local election workers. Between a pandemic, record-setting mail votes, threats, and conspiracies about the counts pushed by former President Donald Trump and his allies. As preparations are underway for 2022, sweeping new voting laws in states such as Georgia provide a new challenge for those tasked with overseeing the voting process. Stephen Fowler of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports from a conference where officials sought training and comfort from their peers.
After the very first session, there was a pause for a prayer and reflection on a year like no other.
And we have really gone through a trial and tribulation. Well, for me, and I'm sure I can speak for a lot of you.
The Georgia Association of Voter Registration and Elections Officials brought hundreds of local elections officials together on Georgia's coast for 3 days of training. Beyond the usual sessions on fulfilling records requests, cleaning up voter rolls, and other election duties, two major issues overshadowed the day-to-day business. One was the 2020 election cycle.
Not only did we have the new implementation of our voting equipment, we had high numbers of absentee ballots. We dealt with a pandemic that we've never dealt with in our years of elections. So we overcame a lot.
Athens-Clarke County Supervisor Charlotte Sosaby said this conference was a chance to support each other after a difficult year. Georgia, in particular, saw intense national scrutiny, viral misinformation, and threats against election workers for counting the votes. It's been a nationwide problem since last November. A survey found 1 in 3 election officials feels unsafe doing their job. Douglas County Supervisor Milton Kidd says Georgia officials aren't doing enough to keep longtime workers from leaving.
The level of institutional knowledge that we're losing because of the state either directly or indirectly with not defending election workers is creating an atmosphere of mistrust.
Kidd used his presentation about absentee ballots to remind his colleagues that what they do year-round is important.
Despite the opinions of others, despite the feelings of others, because it needed to be said. All of you all are heroes, and all of you all are the backbones of our democracy.
The second issue addressed at this conference, a massive 98-page voting law that touches just about every facet of voting in Georgia. There are dozens of states that have altered voting rules in recent months, adding new responsibilities to how local elections officials do their jobs. In Georgia, that includes tighter deadlines for key election processes and the specter of tougher disciplinary action if something goes sideways. Local boards could even be temporarily suspended if the state finds enough fault. Ann Russell is elections director of rural Bacon County.
I just want voters to know that they need to be patient with all of us, because right now we're learning about Senate Bill 202. And it's just going to be quite a process.
Russell wants voters to know that she and her peers are leaving this conference energized and determined to help them understand the new law and regain trust in a system that's underappreciated and under attack. With Georgia expected to be a key state in the 2022 midterms, elections officials will take all the practice they can get, starting with municipal races this fall. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler on Jekyll Island, Georgia.